Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
Week 15's in the books, Isaac.
Yes, it is.
This was pretty dramatic.
Dramatic, okay, I like that word.
Remarkable?
Remarkable, oh.
And a little bit exciting. Had some thrilling moments as well. See, look, can I keep
four
going here?
Words. No.
I'm out. My brain's out.
You're like, that's enough.
Yeah, that's all I got here.
That's all we got.
Okay, but this week was actually pretty thrilling, and there was some cool stuff happening. There was one game in particular, we'll get a little bit to later, that I was just totally on the fence. I could not really decide. I didn't really care, but I really wanted both teams to win.
Ah,
and
it's one of those.
Neither of them were the Bears, because, again, we're kind of just past the Bears. And I think that's what's fun here with football is just you just watch these games and you get kind of so invested. And ultimately, I can care less really who wins. I don't really want these particular teams to get to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But I want them to do well, and I was just kind of like, I didn't know what to do. So anyway, it's the Tabor Gridiron Podcast. Steven, Isaac here.
Yes.
And, well, it was a pretty fun week of football.
It was a pretty fun week of football. And one game we can just start off with right now that I know in the last episode of this, the podcast, I said I was looking forward to was the Lions and Broncos. I was like looking at this on the schedule, and I love both of the teams right now. Like, they are just playing super well. They're kind of your underdog type teams, because last year they weren't even on the map. And this year they're just really, they're kind of coming to prominence, which I like. And I'm really excited to see that from both teams. And Jared Goff just was on fire this game. He had 278 yards, 5 touchdowns, great chemistry with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta. Amon had 112 yards, touchdown. Sam Laporta had 56 yards, but 3 touchdowns. They were just going off, the Lions were. And Dan Campbell is just doing really well and just kind of rallying up his team together, which I really like to see. They're taking the division. I hope they go far in the playoffs right now, because I'm kind of riding with the Lions. Yes, we're based here in Chicago, but I like what I'm seeing from the Lions this year.
So everything that I just totally hyped up that was going to kind of talk about or go through later, what were the odds that was going to be the first game
that you
were going to talk about as well?
No way.
Yeah, way. Like, yeah,
that
was my
crazy
game. Broncos and the Lions that I was was totally just on the fence that I want Russell Wilson to do well. First of all, I've been saying, at this point, I don't know that the Broncos are
going to
make it.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, how are your Broncos doing about that?
It's not going so well. A couple more weeks, we're going to see.
Okay, all right.
But I really wanted Russell Wilson to do well. And the beginning of the game, they actually were. And I was like, okay, we can do this. But then on the other hand, I didn't really want the Lions to lose, because I do want them to win the division. I don't want the Packers taking that division. And the Lions have been playing really top-notch football. I think that they have a really healthy team right now.
They do.
Which is a team that is going to go far. It's whoever is healthy.
And
I really like what I'm seeing from Jared Goff. He's in the perfect position. I don't want to just say, like, you know, oh yeah, he's a quarterback, but like, he's that quarterback with the perfect team right now for him. He's in a great system. He's got good guys around him. He's doing enough. He's being a leader. And yeah, he kind of just played lights out. So I wanted the Lions to win, but then I was like, well, shoot, if the Lions win, that means that Russell Wilson's not going to win, and then the Broncos aren't going to be making the playoffs.
I was just like literally in this torn moment. Okay.
Ultimately, though, I am happy that the Lions won. I was hoping for a little bit closer game, kind of a little bit of a blowout, 42-17. But anyway, so now that that's out of the bag, I don't know what else to talk about. I'm kidding. We're talking about just scores, dude. I mean, really, 63 points? I was expecting a closer game. I was really excited.
I was excited for this
game,
too.
About the Chargers and the Raiders, and it just got out of hand.
It did, and I don't even know what to say, because, like, both you and me were looking forward to this game. It's not going to be the craziest game, but as far as both of their team, they're, at least we thought, based on records, they're relatively at the same caliber, we thought, and just going into this game, and within, like, by halftime, you're just like, what is going on with the Chargers? And I just, the whole time, and honestly, I was about to turn it off, but then the reason we always watch football, maybe they're going to turn it around. Maybe something's going to happen. But no, they just kept getting blown out. And it was kind of depressing. And as we all know, the Stanley got fired. And honestly, I'm not surprised by that in the slightest. Like, they need a change.
Yeah, they did need. I mean, I feel like the Chargers, they did fire their head coach. And
yes.
I mean, again,
see,
right,
that
wasn't necessarily surprising. He kind of was on the chopping block.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the Chargers organization all the time. I'm sure like there's a ton of people. I'm glad he's gone and whatnot. I'm kind of in that camp of, I thought he was a pretty decent head coach.
He was,
and I thought that he was putting some heat. To me, the Chargers are the team that everything that could go wrong
goes
or if
wrong.
There was really like bad luck, so to speak, like they always got the short end of the stick in every aspect, and they were just like fluke things.
Mm-hmm.
They lost so many games within one score games over the last several years.
Yes.
And then obviously injuries happen. Obviously it doesn't help when your star quarterback's out and they've had receivers out and whatnot. So I feel like they have great potential.
They do.
To really just get over that hump that they've been just kind of stuck in. And I do. Mm-hmm. I feel like each game, week in and week out, for the last couple of years are just everything bad that can happen in a football game seems to happen to the Chargers.
It does.
I don't know that that's solely on the coach, but
yeah. And the thing that I was a little bit like, I always kind of feel bad for them in this scenario is when like there's a big game that's like a game that just it falls into shambles, and then the blame almost goes on him, and that's why they get fired. And I hate when things happen like that, but there is times where, whether it be the Chargers or we've seen it happen in the Panthers, where they've just had an awful season in general. The Panthers, I don't blame the Panthers. They are so bad right now. I would just kind of get rid of everyone and start fresh.
Bears too,
yeah. I don't know why we have. I mean, we have, but it's not making anything better.
Yeah, that's true.
But the Chargers, they had a decent run. Things were just not lining up. Injuries. I really don't know. Like, I don't know 100% stand of just, like, get rid of the head coach, because it's not necessarily his fault. He's brought them to the playoffs. He's done a really good job, and he's really helped Justin grow. But I wasn't a big fan of... And it's not saying that they just completely threw the blame on him, and that's why he went. They have just been kind of struggling over this year, and that might have just been the last straw that kind of pushed them over. But as far as just a singular game just going on the coach and that being the reason, like, I don't really stand for that. That's not cool in my
eyes. Yeah, and this game, what's cool about football is, right, you did see this game going. You got the Chargers and the Raiders. Both quarterbacks are out. You got backups basically everywhere. This is going to be a really lame game. And in one sense, it kind of just got... But, I mean, the Raiders put up 63 points.
Yeah.
What the heck just happened?
Their backup
is
better
than
the other backup.
You didn't want to watch the game. And then you're watching it, and there's so many points being scored, and then you're like, okay, this is kind of getting blown out of the water, and so you kind of start to tune off and tune out, and you're kind of like doing other things, and then all of a sudden you're looking up, and you're like, 63 points? All of a sudden you're like invested in the game, and you're watching it, because now you just want them to score like 73 points and
exactly,
break a record.
Yeah.
So you're like, now you're rooting for the Raiders, like, come on, keep piling it on. And,
which at that point I'm kind of like, yeah, might as well go break the record.
They didn't, though.
Yeah, that's the saddest part. I'm surprised. In my eyes, when it got to like the 50s-ish, I thought they were just going to call it, as far as just like, yeah, you're
not
coming
back. This isn't Pee Wee football, man. This is NFL.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes they do, and I'm just like...
This is NFL. You fight to the end. Now, speaking of the Bears, we did a couple seconds ago, played actually pretty decently.
Yes, and I actually do want to talk about them for a second.
I didn't get to see the end of the game, like the very, very end of the game, because they were winning. They were doing really well.
Yeah.
Had to run to the store, and I'm like, okay, we can go. Bears are got this. They're going to win. I want to see the 3 o'clock games. And they literally fell apart.
They
like,
did.
How
it
do
was,
you not?
It was.
It's just classic Bears.
It is classic Bears. And I was really excited, because like you said, in the first like half-ish of the game, they were leading it. They had the lead. They were doing really well. And I was kind of surprised of the Browns, of just like how close of a game it was, because the Browns have been playing incredible. Joe Flacco still did really good, 374 yards, 2 touchdowns, did get 3 interceptions, and the Bears defense, I think, is what kind of held them off. I don't know if it's necessarily the offense playing like lights out. It was more over the defense just kind of holding Joe Flacco. He still did get all those yards, but most of those were in the second half. And I was just really kind of, you can't really be too disappointed in the Bears now, especially us being, we've been watching the Bears for how long? This is kind of just your, like you said, classic Bears. But the Browns themselves, I've actually been really, like, actually looking at them, I'm actually really impressed. But in all honesty, I haven't really heard about them about anything this year. Like, they've just not really been on my
radar.
Browns
are going to make the playoffs at this point.
They are. They're a wild card spot for sure. I checked the standings. I'm like, how are they there? Them and the Colts. I was not aware of the Colts either. I don't even know who the Colts quarterback is right now. And just, it's crazy.
I think it's just going to be who's really healthy is going to be kind of stepping up.
100%.
And getting into those playoff spots. And I think that a team that scrapes in as a wild card could be the one that gets deep into there, could be the one that wins the Super Bowl.
It could.
I don't know that it's necessarily going to be your top, you know,
your
stars.
Your Chiefs or your Eagles.
And well, that's what's hard is, like, you see some of these games and then, you know, they kind of fall apart. Like, you're watching, you know, Baltimore and Jacksonville, and you're like, oh, Baltimore is number one. They're going to be doing great. Yeah, they won, but they didn't really blow out Jacksonville.
No.
And they kind of hung in there, and there were some glimpses of great things, and then there were some struggles of stuff. You're like, wow, like, somebody could actually really knock off Baltimore. Like,
exactly.
And once you get to the playoffs, it's those one and done. You lose, you're out, right?
Yeah.
And so it'd just be interesting to see. Then you got teams like Buffalo. Right now, they're still kind of in the mix. They're out of the playoffs right now. But can they win out? Can they get help from other teams? What's going on? I was really looking forward to Dallas and Buffalo, watching that, battling out. I'm happy Buffalo won, but I'm a little disappointed in Dallas. They played so well the week before, and just they really couldn't get things locked in. I was just hoping for a little bit closer of a game and a little bit more.
That's true.
Of a fun battle. I mean, again, Dak Prescott didn't really do that well, and that's what's hard.
That's the hardest thing.
If he played like he did the week before, it's a totally different game.
100%. And that, I think, and it's not even just with Dak, it's with multiple quarterbacks around the league. But the biggest thing with Dak, he has incredible potential. He can play super well, but his biggest struggle is his inconsistency. Are you going to get good Dak or bad Dak? And that's the gamble that they take almost every game. He has had a relatively decent streak up until this point, and he's been just playing at a consistently decent, good level. But yeah, this game, the Buffalo just kind of shut him down. He had 2 interceptions, a touchdown. Like, he really wasn't playing at the level. And I'm not a big Cowboys fan, but I'm at least able to respect Dak of how much he's been through, how much he turned things around, and what an elite player he can be, and how he has played. And he just has a little bit of inconsistency, which every quarterback does.
On the flip side, I mean, Josh Allen didn't play that well either.
No.
Like, the rest of the Bills team is kind of what won this game.
Exactly.
Josh completed 7 passes.
Yeah.
Like, it was just
94 pass yards.
Like, it was bad, you know. So Buffalo really needs to turn things around, or they're not making the playoffs at this point in time. I was going for Philadelphia, and then just kind of started to turn where you could not help but be rooting for Seattle. And then the fact that they pulled it off was even cooler. And I have to be honest here, because so many things have changed. Quarterbacks are getting hurt. It's almost hard to even keep up with who is playing, who's injured, who's coming back, what backup is playing, what third string is playing, what guy's bench, what's not. I mean, the quarterback situation across the NFL is just ridiculous right now.
Yes.
And it's crazy. So you're watching this team that's just like right neck and neck with the Eagles. First of all, hats off to the Seattle defense that really kept the Eagles in check.
Mm-hmm.
They only scored 17 points. Like, that's huge. But then you have this quarterback that's like really just neck and neck and is really just working through, staying in the game, not making a whole lot of mistakes, making good decisions. And I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
And then you're looking it up and it's Drew Lock is the quarterback. And you're like, wait a second. You knew Geno Smith was hurt.
I knew that.
But then he kind of could have came back. They said that he was getting better. He could have started. They decided to continue to start Drew. Now, Drew was the Broncos quarterback a couple years ago.
Oh, I remember
he
that.
He came over when they traded Russell Wilson. So he was part of that trade.
Oh, okay.
But then he lost the quarterback spot to Geno Smith. Geno Smith went out. Drew had to step in. Did okay last week. And I was pretty impressed. The fact that he stayed neck and neck with Jalen Hurts and kept this team in, then it got to the end of the game. You had just a couple minutes, basically your two-minute drive drill to get down there to make some epic plays. This is your big moment now. You're a young quarterback. You've been in the league a couple years. You're kind of benched. You're thrown into a game. Can you step up? Lots of pressure. And the kids stepped up, played lights out. Amazing decisions, amazing passes, gets the touchdown. They win the game. I mean, it was just pretty. I know we keep using the word, but if you're going to say this was an epic win, this was it. See, I've been saving it till the end here.
Okay.
This was an epic game and was just absolutely phenomenal.
I do agree. That was the proper use of the word. This game was epic. I was going into it, I was really looking forward to this because Philadelphia and Seahawks, both really good teams, both really good coaches, actually. But the Philadelphia Eagles have kind of just been on like a losing streak right now. They've not been playing
Been three games now in a row?
It's kind of been a depravity for them. And I think they can definitely pull it around. Even just before these three games, they've been playing at a lights-out level. Little things are happening right now. I think once Nick Sirianni gets it all together, I think they can make something happen.
But this is, to me, that same thing with like Baltimore. There's kind of those weak spots in there where you have these teams that like everybody thinks they're the top, they're the number one seed, they're the teams to beat. And yeah, they're doing really well and they're going to be in their top spots of the playoffs. But you're going to be surprised where you're going to have some of these lower, just wild card
Texans
teams coming in and knocking somebody out because they're healthy or how they're playing, and all of that is just absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This was huge for the Eagles in the sense that it basically took them from that number one, number two spot and brought them down to like the fifth seed.
Yeah, that's
playoffs.
The craziest part.
Where now you're playing, a wild card game rather than playing a divisional game or maybe even getting a bye? Like, I mean, it's absolutely crazy how just they lost this week. Dallas went into that number two spot. Everything's crazy right now. I mean, you got the next couple of weeks that everything can flip over on its head. It's anybody's league right now. But you got a handful of teams that have already made the playoffs, a whole bunch still kind of on the bubble. Each week is extremely important how these teams play. And there's so many of them that it's not just like, oh, there's a handful of games. There are so many teams that are just right there, neck and neck, kind of even, low in the division, whether they're, 7-7 or 8-6, and what's going to happen. And that is what is going to be cool these next couple weeks. Coming up into Christmas, it's going to be a lot of fun watching Christmas games and just all of that, but how important they are for this playoff picture coming up.
I agree. And that, like you said, just the nature of this time of year and just the playoffs is like they're so just like everything, like you said, can flip over within a matter of just a game. And things are so important right now. And there is a lot of teams right now to the point of where it's not like years prior where it could be like, yeah, you have the Chiefs and the Buccaneers and that's really about it. And you kind of just predict who's going to the Super Bowl. Right now, you really don't know who's going anywhere because of just how crazy things are right now. And some of the games I'm looking forward to this coming week is, first off, the Browns and the Texans is going to be probably pretty good, probably not too crazy, but I still just want to see both of them play against each other. Bengals and Steelers actually might be really fun. And I could be really not fun. It could be really actually exciting. I'm not sure. Cowboys and Dolphins, that one is going to be very exciting. Lots of energy. And the one that I am the most looking forward to, the Monday night game, 49ers and Ravens. That is going to be, it can be, lights out. Like, it just, they're, it really.
I think the 49ers are going to take that one. But I think, really? I think it's going to be a fun game. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I mean, you got, well, you got your Thursday night game, Saints and the Rams. It just could be, could be see where crazy. We're going to go here. But then you do have, this is just a fun week of football.
It is.
Right now, everybody, you want to get your calendars out. If you're like, what kind of football's on? What's going on? I mean, this is just nonstop packed with football starting on Thursday. Yes. You then have multiple games on Saturday, which is going to be a ton of fun. Bills Chargers is Saturday evening. It's not so big, such a big deal for the Chargers as far as they're out, but it's huge implications for Buffalo. So it's going to see what's going to happen. And obviously, Chargers coach is gone. So who's going to be stepping up and really guiding that team that way? You then have a whole bunch of games on your typical Sunday, right? Just we're going to be watching Christmas Eve. And then that's going to be Patriots and the Broncos are your Sunday night game. Right now, the Broncos still have a slight chance to make the playoffs, so it could be a fun game
could
to kind of really
crazy.
Watch. But just throughout Sunday, a lot of teams that, you know, Cowboys, Dolphins, all those guys, you know, Colts and the Falcons, of who's going to be kind of advancing and getting their spot solidified in those playoffs. But then you also got three games on Christmas Day. So it's not just a Monday night game. You get three games, and they're all great. That's the Raiders and the Chiefs, the Giants and the Eagles, and then ending with the Ravens and the 49ers. So the Ravers, we should start a new team here, right? So it's just nonstop football that I'm looking forward to.
I am too.
And hopefully I get something else done this weekend. Oh, yeah, there's Christmas in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got to celebrate.
We forget about that.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Obviously, that's the main reason for what's going on.
The reason for the season.
But I'm going to be the guy that's kind of vegging out watching football.
Everybody's upstairs having a party, socializing. You're just down there.
The good thing about it, though, is for everybody out there that is going to be at your family events and doing all your Christmas things and running around here and there, if you don't have it on your phone or somebody doesn't have it on, Isaac and I are going to break it all down for you.
100%.
So whatever you miss, we're going to get you all caught up on. And if you're able to catch stuff, we'd encourage it. I'm going to be watching it regardless.
You're like, I don't even care. I'm going to be there.
It's going to be fun, though. It's going to be fun.
And I'm really excited for this week of football. And we will break it all down here. And whatever you miss, we'll catch you up. And we will see you next week.